Good morning. We're continuing the Chayodim in Klal Yud Zayin, and we're looking at Simen Mem Vav. So, Bati Mechatzeres Shem Yiskapsim Behem Lehispal Abak Roy Ein Behem Shum Kedusha. So, places which are used for davening, but they're not designated for the purpose of davening, do not get a din of Kedusha. Even though you daven them there, occasionally, they do not get a din of Kedusha, because that's not what their primary function or purpose is. But what about the following? Azaris v'chatzeris shalonu. We have a shul, and in front of the shul there is a hall, there is a courtyard, and sometimes when the shul is very busy, they make a minyan in the hall or in the courtyard. So you only mispal abakrai, you only daven there occasionally. On the other hand, that is part of the designation of this as part of the shul, is to use it as the access way into the shul, and sometimes when necessary to daven there. Where we would be hard put to say that when a person builds his house, he says, okay, I built my house, and part of the reason I'm building is it should function as a shul, and I should also sleep there sometimes, right? Or even vice versa. It's a house made for your purposes, and once in a while you have a minyan there. But over here it's built to be part of the shul, and we know that there's going to be overflow in the shul, and we know that when we build it, we have in mind that this is where you're going to deal with overflow. So even though it's not the primary purpose of it, but it definitely is built for that purpose as well. So Kimash Yispalim Toder Behem calls man shem nimchoking. Whenever there's going to be oppressive people and there's not room, they're going to use this area for davening. So shem ye nasu kurdish. Maybe that does make them kurdish, even though that's not their primary purpose. And that's why he's not sure what the status is. So he says maybe it's considered kurdish. Then he says, "Avagano pardes ve'etzabash esvivo, afal pishes psuchim lebesek nesses ein behem kedusha." But that's referring to a place where there is could be seen as an extension of the shul, be it the hall, be it the courtyard, etc. But let's say you have a garden or an orchard, or you have benches, a place for people to sit down, which are placed around the shul. Even though they have access into the shul, they don't get kedusha. But if, however, they open up directly into facing the Oren Kodesh, so maybe we do look at them as an extension of the shul, and it would be preferred to be machmer not to use them for anything which you can't, anything which is inappropriate to use in a shul. Okay, we're going to start Simen Memches, and before we start Simen Memches, we need to give an introduction. So the topic of Simen Memches and Memtes and Nun Aleph is the idea of making a Tanai in Tashmishei Kedusha. So we're going to define what the definition of these different levels of Kedusha are. So the first, there are really four levels of Kedusha. There's what's known as the Kedusha Atzma, the item itself of Kedusha, the Tefillin, the Sefer Torah, the Mezuzah. These are considered items which have Kedusha on them. So not every item which is used for mitzvah is considered has a Kedusha on it. The Svarim, which have, there's a certain element of the level of Kedusha which goes, it has the mile of how it's written, etc. And that's called Kedusha. Then you have Tashmishei Kedusha, the things which are there to service, to take care of, to protect, to beautify, etc. The items. So the Sefer Torah is Kedusha, and the Bima that you put it on is Tashmishei Kedusha. And then you have items which are used for mitzvah. You have the tzitzis, you have the dalet minim, the sukkah, the shofar. So these items are designated, these are items of mitzvah itself. And then you have tashmishei mitzvah, things which are there to take care of, that you have your talis is your kedusha, and you have your talis is your it's an item of mitzvah, and then you have the talis bag, if you don't put the tefillin in there, so it's designated as a tashmish of mitzvah. So there are four levels over here that we're talking about, and we have to define the halachas of them, and when tanai is effective, when tanai is not effective in these items. So that we will talk about starting tomorrow.